On one side, the passengers are, they're just doing things that passengers, people do at railway stations, meet or not meet, like we did this morning. But, mother and daughter embracing and people saying farewell. So there's that very human side of things, just coming and going.
So somebody seems to be leaning on the railing.
Yes, well, people do. And again, there's a, I love this, again, it's something I picked up from my art history, that I love the way that the Renaissance and the Baroque, they played with the expectations of the interior space. So you sometimes get a real balcony and then a trompe-l'oeil balcony above, real columns, painted columns. So in my case here, we have a staircase. We have, I don't think you can see them here, but there are actually panels that had advertising on them, which I've replicated in the background here. There's bits of marbling. But anyway, the implication is that you go up the stairs and then emerge onto this balcony, which has, as you say, a railing. There's trompe-l'oeil marbling again, and it all fits in with the shop fronts downstairs. This is a trompe-l'oeil painted continuation of the marble pilasters down below. And it's in a 1930s stroke modernist idiom, but at the same time it's quite traditional in harking back to Renaissance and Baroque prototypes. And then the same thing happens on the other side. It's pretty much the same compositional format, but they are station workers, train drivers. You've got things like those little things they shunted luggage around on and what have you. People handling parcels. So yes, the workforce and the passengers, and then the ceiling above. And it was beautifully lit up, very light, airy space. Now it's as if it's been hit by the Reformation. It's been absolutely stripped out. It's a white cube, bare. The stripping of the altars, very sad.